Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The Bert Show.
So I was telling you guys, this is a survey out of Red Book Magazine, and it's their annual Steamy Sex Survey.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty standard stuff that we've talked about before, you know.
I know, Jen, you're too emotional to talk about this, but I think, can you get through the sex?
I think I can get through the Red Book survey. Yeah. I think I can get through that.
Most of the questions are pretty basic here, you know, like how often do you have sex? And they answer that. How long does sex usually last? And there's all, you know, variety of answers on that. How much foreplay? What's the sexiest part of a man's body? Here's the one I locked and loaded on. And I would like you to call up and just tell us the name, and that's it. Our conversation is going to last a millisecond, and then I want to move on to the next call. But the question is, do you have a pet name for your husband's
member?
70% of women said no, but 30% said, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I sure do. And does your husband have a pet name for your breasts or for your... Mm-hmm. 70 again said no, but 30% said yes.
I think one goes with the other. Like, I think, you know, I don't think... I think it would be weird if, like, she had a name for you, but you didn't return with a name. I think they're all the same people.
So what's your name, Jeff?
I don't do it. I don't have a name.
And you never named your own?
Never named your own?
I think that's weird.
Yeah. Something Crash would do. Like, I bet Crash and Lady Crash are going to be calling right now. If we're not going to ask you your name, we're not going to ask you your husband's name or your wife's name, not their real name anyway. We'll keep you on the phone for just a couple of seconds, but I'm really curious about what some of these names are, because we don't use those names in our house.
Like Mr. Happy or something like that.
Something like that, as basic as that. 404-741-1005, and we can put you guys on the voice disguiser if you want. Good morning, Alyssa.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Just give us the name.
Name.
Norman.
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 As in Stormin' Norman?
No, like Norman from, City Slickers, where Billy Crystal got the little cow.
And
he goes, Norman, hello.
Norman.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tiffany, good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi. My nickname for his is Captain Winky because it winks at me.
Oh, gross.
All we need to know is the name.
Just the name.
Don't need to know the story. 404-741-1005. Melissa, good morning.
Hello. I just wanted to say my husband's is Frankie and mine is Patty.
Frankie and Patty.
Yep.
Sounds like the new morning show coming in down the street.
Good morning over for Gene and Julie.
Frankie and Patty. Good morning, Star. You're on All the Hits
Q100. It's Russell the Love Muscle.
And how do you, is that hey, does Russell want to come out and play? Or, in what context do you ever use that?
Oh, he's got Russ,
Rusty, Russell, the Muscle.
Right, but I'm wondering, like, in what context that can, I'm not, yeah.
When does his name come up in conversation?
Like, when do you use that?
All the time, over the phone, when he's at work.
So, yeah, go through the conversation. Is it like, I want to see Russell tonight, or how do you...
Well, does Rusty want to come out and play, or how's the Muscle feeling? Feeling strong?
Okey-doke.
All right, Russell the Muscle, thank you.
You're welcome.
404-741-1005, Isabel.
Hi.
Hi.
It's he's Yogi, and I'm Boo Boo. And I should probably ask for the voice changer, and I'm going to hang up now.
Hey, Tracy, that was the promo.
Good morning, Chris.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
When you know my boss just walked in, oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
The Beast and Miss Kitty. No further comments.
Like, that's all we need.
That's all that's we need. Great. The Beast and Miss Kitty.
I love it that she goes, wouldn't you know my boss just walked in?
Good morning, Rosalyn.
Good morning.
Hi.
Tank and Coco.
Yeah, DJ wrestling names. Coco. Wrestling names work perfectly.
I love it.
Great.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
How about Darth Vader for him and Little Debbie for me?
Little Debbie. Hi, All the Hits Q100.
That's great.
Hey, mine is Slim and hers is roast beef.
Oh, man, that's nothing sexy about that.
That's what she likes. She's like, hey, you want some roast beef tonight?
Oh, God.
That whole thing, that's gross.
That's nasty. Right, come on now. That's just nasty.
That's gross.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, it's Wee Willie.
Wee Willie, thank you.
You wouldn't want that name. If you're
a guy
and you're
yeah.
called Willie, it shouldn't be cute. Like, it's not something you would refer to a puppy as.
You don't want Wee anywhere right. you know, in the title.
Or Ito at the end, because that's small in Spanish. Anything
Willie
Ito?
Ito.
Good. Lisa, good morning. Lisa?
Negative.
Good morning, Don.
Morning, how are you?
All right.
I call my husband's member Mikey, and he calls it Mike.
Mikey and Mike?
Right. I call it Mikey, but he says it's Mike.
Right, because you don't want it to be anything cute. Like, right. a Mike, until he's 7 years old, is a Mikey. You know
well,
what I mean?
Sometimes like, it might be look like 7 years old.
Oh,
ouch.
Yeah.
he calls it Big Mike.
Yeah, when Mikey gets all grown up, it's Mike.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
This is Charlene. I don't have a pet name to share. I just have to laugh because those pet names that these people are calling with are hilarious. I don't name the member because that's not sexy. They couldn't possibly be having sexy sex with goofy names like that.
I have a friend who confessed to me that his is called, the whole family have names, and his is called Fred, Barney, and Dino.
No way.
Hey, Melody.
Hey.
Good morning.
My husband's is Thor and mine is Pink Panther.
Thor and Pink Panther. Now, Thor is a good name. Thor is a good
no,
name.
No, it's not. No name is good.
Thor, though, if you're going to name it, it's like Thor.
Hammer.
But then what do you do when you're, you know, like.
Do you guys remember Thor from Adventures in Babysitting? Do you remember that? Oh,
what do you do when you go to, like, you know, your wife goes to, you know, that Maxim Cabaret or whatever, and they say, now taking the stage, Thor. You know she's telling all of her girlfriends who Thor really is in her world. Like, you don't want that.
Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. I am Priscilla, and my husband is Elvis.
Matching genitals. That's nice.
Sonny and Cher.
That's amazing.
Steve and Vicky.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Chris. Two things. Listen to me. Come here. And don't take it so hard. Get over here. Get over here. Two things that I want you to promise me. You got to watch your temper. Okay, you get a lot of emotion. Sometimes that gets into temper. Number two, stay away from that damn tobacco. Okay, you promise? Okay. You got a lot of potential, man. You're going to be a big success.
Thank you.
I have no doubt about it.
Thank you.
All that guy, that was Chris from The Apprentice last night. All of that guy's friends are dumping him today. He has turned into his friend's little bitch today.
He and turned in his man card for good.
Totally. And if he has a girlfriend, I gotta believe she was watching that last night, looking at him going, oh my God.
And
dude,
I'm just
sissy.
I'm imagining any company that would want to hire him. Like, I would never admit that I was on The Apprentice after that, you know?
So my question here is, you know, because as guys, we have been told from when we're very, very young, men are tough. We do not cry. So we hold that in. And then I think as we get into our 20s, women want to see more emotion from us. In fact, there's a girl in the office here that her big gripe about her current boyfriend is he doesn't show enough emotion. He's like a stone, nothing.
Who's that?
Oh, I'm not going to say on the air. She would hate that.
Just spell it.
So I'm asking you women, like, the time that a guy has shown you his emotions and he broke down and he started crying, but the effect was totally the opposite and you totally got turned off by it, give us a call right now, 404-741-1005. And Jeff gave just about the greatest example ever.
A girl I know broke up with a guy because they'd gone out on several dates, and the first time that they made love, he burst into tears during the finale.
Oh no!
And she dumped him after that.
Yeah, I actually think she dumped him before he left her house.
She's like, yeah, I can't handle that.
Yeah, I think it was just way too much.
And his thing is, he probably put the fake tears on because he knows that's what a woman wants.
Not when you're, you know.
And
no.
Not when you just meet and do that.
When you just what? Meet?
Meet.
Oh, meat.
M-E-E-T.
Meat.
I thought she said M-E-E-K-E-D, and I thought there was a word I didn't know.
Yeah, don't you know that?
Oh, look, he just meat.
Stupid.
Chrissy, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi. Ours was actually at the end of the movie Titanic. He cried for about 15 minutes, and we had to wait for everyone to leave the theater. I was so embarrassed.
No.
Because I have red hair, he connected me to the movie, and he was just totally devastated.
Oh,
it was so embarrassing.
Are you kidding me?
It's not like we didn't know what would happen.
I don't know.
It totally turned
me off. We were engaged, and needless to say, we did not get married.
Is that right?
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
That's
hysterical.
Good morning, Matilda.
Good morning. How are you doing?
There is a name you just don't hear a lot anymore.
Unless you're
Isn't it beautiful?
Matilda. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing today?
Doing awesome. Thank you.
When did this tear fest happen?
Okay, this tear factor actually happened when I was dating this guy, and he used to cry all the time. But the hugest time that it was a turnoff was after we saw The Lord of the Rings 3. And he just started bawling at the end. I'm talking about it was so embarrassing. He just started crying, and I just got totally turned off.
Who are some of the characters in that movie?
Like
Melissa?
Frodo and...
Yes, yeah, all those characters. I don't know what was so emotional about the movie that he had to cry about it.
So something happened with Frodo and...
Set him off somewhere, something in his past.
Oh, turn on the waterworks. Maybe like the other guy. Maybe he compared his girlfriend to Frodo.
Have you seen I think it's a Coke commercial where he and she are sitting in the theater,
yes.
And they're obviously watching some romantic movie, and he's drinking a Coke, and the ice gets in his eyes,
yes.
And it looks like he's starting to cry.
And he reaches over to hold her, to get her Coke, yeah. And he holds her hand.
And she's like, yeah. Oh, this is the greatest, but that's not reality. Hey, Jessica, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Hey, I'm starting to see a theme here. It's something about the movies. These guys are crazy. I'm telling you, me and my husband and my stepson were at home one afternoon, and I'm in the bathroom doing, you know, fix my hair or something like that, and he comes running in there, busts open the door, and, like, starts washing his face. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I just got something in my eye. And I go out there, and I'm like, what happened to your dad? He's like, I don't know. He just got up. Rocky just went off. He's in there crying over Rocky.
I understand that.
And so I'm like, what? So I started joning him and just going on and on about it. And he got mad at me. And we get in a huge argument because he didn't want his son to know that's what he was crying about. But he eventually ended up knowing because it turned into a big blowout that day over why he's crying over Rocky. It was ridiculous.
I understand that. When Rocky's in the ring screaming for Adrian, I understand
yes,
that.
Yes, that's exactly when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
He's crazy.
I might have cried over that, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Funny.
Hey, Christina, you're on All the Hits Q100. Or not. Hold on. Christina?
It was a first date.
Uh-huh.
This guy took me to the Fox to see the Nutcracker. We're sitting there just getting to know each other.
Not during the Nutcracker.
Mm-mm. Just getting to know each other. And he looks over to me, starts telling me about being engaged,
just about a year and a half ago, and she broke the wedding off. Mm-mm. And he starts crying. Like big alligator tears start streaming down his face.
During the Nutcracker.
During the Nutcracker.
So this about is your, his ex-girlfriend.
No, this is before it even started. His ex-fiance.
Oh, jeez.
And this must have had like a look of terror on my face. Because the older couple behind me leans forward, and the guy goes, "Get a grip, man."
And it was your first date?
First date.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've had been his too.
After the breakup. I had a girl cry at me on the first date too. We were really drunk, and she was just going through like a whole bunch of crap in her life, and I guess the alcohol just hit her in the wrong way. First date started bawling on me.
Did you ever go out with her again?
I had sex with her. She was vulnerable, so I took advantage of that whole situation.
Oh, right, what every gentleman would do.
Hey, yeah, high five.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Hi, I didn't cry.
The vulnerable chick, yeah.
While she was crying.
Oh. Hey, Nicole, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Well, my boyfriend couldn't get it up one time, so not only was that a turn off, and I was really just disgusted, then he starts crying, like, next to me. I mean, that's just double time, like double turn off. So like, I just wanted to kick him out.
He couldn't get it up, and he was so upset about it. He started crying about that.
So emotional about it. And I'm sure it didn't help that I was like, "Ew, that's disgusting. Ew, I can't believe this is going on. Like, whatever." But then he just starts crying.
You should have been more sympathetic, because maybe he had his period.
probably. I don't know. But that was my story, and it was just, it's just such a turn off. You know, yeah. You don't have to be crying about that kind of stuff.
No, I don't know.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Right, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
call. No, I don't know. And good morning, Melissa. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Yeah, my husband, he started crying after Rockstar. It's the end of Rockstar.
Okay, I think this is the way we got to go here. If you're a woman, tell us what movies your guys have cried over, because that seems to be the reoccurring theme here. All right, we got Rockstar. I can't even remember the end of that movie.
That's when he hands the microphone off the stage to the next guy, and then he walked off the stage.
And he started crying about that. All right, so what movies are your guys crying over? The Rocky one, I'm telling you, I can understand.
Yeah, we've already heard about Rocky, Lord of the Rings, and Titanic.
That I don't get. Even the Rockstar one. There's got to be
Rudy. Rudy. Every guy gets a tear in his eye at Rudy. So
don't even call with Rudy. Jeff, what is the last movie that you cried over?
Oh, movie? Ooh. What was that one with Mandy Moore in that you and I saw together?
I can't even remember the name of it.
It was a Nicholas Sparks.
Yes, you do.
Spot.
You had to hold him and cradle him and rock him. How could you forget?
We didn't see that. That was the Notebook you're talking about. We didn't see the Notebook together.
See, that's what happens when you don't put the buffer seat between the two guys.
Jeff will have a buffer section.
Yeah.
He won't even sit in the row in front of you.
I'm okay sitting next to you now that you got your hands all sewn it, or your arms all sewn it, clean. It was nasty before. Like,
well, they're more feminine-like now. I think you'd be a little bit more nervous.
No, it was dangerous last time. You'd brush up against me, and it looked like it ran through bushes for a week. Like I was playing with a cat.
You're actually hairier than I am. Do you know
I am
that?
Now. Look at that.
Look at you. And you got it on your back, too. You're like a Chewbacca.
Beast. I know. I've got this. And you know what had happened? The day I turned 30, I got this little patch of crap right there.
We can take care of that.
So I'm going to hook you up, dude.
Come on.
No, we can take care of it right now because I got some duct tape in the office.
Going to Sona is admitting it exists. It's on my back. I can't see it.
Oh, that's right.
But it's not really.
Phil, the last movie that you cried over.
There's actually only been one movie I've ever cried at, and it was the scene in this movie where the main character's father dies, and he's walking down a path, leaves are falling in the background, and on bagpipes they're playing Amazing Grace. And that movie, Tommy Boy.
Oh, you're kidding.
The only movie I've ever teared up in.
There is something about the bagpipes, though, man. Yeah. When they start playing, man, you gotta, like, keep it together. I'm gonna keep it together.
And it's such a disgusting name of an instrument.
Bagpipes.
Like, you're crying at the bagpipes. It's almost like it's like a Philly fake-out type word. You know what I mean? It's like a sexual, I gave her the bagpipes.
God, I was playing softball the other day, and I took a bad hop, hit me right in the bagpipes.
Right. Like, it's such a, like, that whole word, that whole, it's just a, that's a disgusting bagpipes.
Right, we're asking you guys, what are the movies that your guys are crying over? We can never ask the guys to call up because they'd never admit it. Good morning, Dana. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning. The movie was Blow with Johnny Depp. And at the end, I think his dad comes to visit him in prison. Oh, I hope everyone's seen the movie. But anyway, I was tearing up, and I didn't want him to know. And I looked over at him, and he had tears streaming down his face, too. And
I have something in my eye. I was like, me too.
Yeah, but I think guys will only show they're crying when they know that there are other guys around that are crying also. Like, if I get all, like, all emotional in a movie, like, I'll look around, make sure there's somebody else crying before I let the tears start happening.
Yeah, and I think, any, you know, like, Phil's example and her example about something involving the father, you know, I think that's acceptable, acceptable for a guy to cry. I think most guys would cry at any scene like that.
You know what? It's not a movie, but I teared up at that. What's that thing that we always go to at Disney? Where they do the show
Turtle
the movies
talk.
On the water.
The what?
Turtle Talk. No, where they show the movies on the water.
Fantasmic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I got a little teary at that.
Why?
Because I just thought it was really cool.
It just got filled up.
I was just really impressed.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The movies that your men are crying over.
8 Seconds.
That's and a close to
home. The Notebook.
8 Seconds. Wasn't that like the...
Luke Perry?
Yeah, way back
in the
day.
Yeah, Luke Perry, the cowboy.
Yeah.
What scene?
When he dies.
When he gets...
And then it goes
horny.
Back and it shows him waving both of his hands.
I didn't see the movie. So he's going down and he's dying and he musters up enough energy to wave to a crowd?
No, it flashes back to him, like, all his kind of successes.
Yeah. He was a young bull riding champion that got a horn right in the... stomach.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, you're not allowed to cry over a Luke Perry movie.
But it was, but it's a sporting event. It's so, you know, like it's also
right.
In the sporting arena. You know.
Good morning, Julie.
Hi.
Hi.
When my stepdaughter comes to visit, we have family movie night, and we rented Homeward Bound. And in the very last scene, when the older dog comes running up over the hill to the little boy, and they think he's not going to make it, and he shows up, my husband cries.
Animals.
A boy and his
animals.
Dog. Animals and sports.
Animals.
And dads.
Good morning. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, good morning, bro. How you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. Hey, I'm a guy, and I admit I love the movie Big Fish. That made me cry in tears.
It has to do with the dad.
Yep.
It's a dad thing.
Yeah.
It's a dad connection.
Yeah,
here.
I guess that, like, that connection, yep. It was really, really
good.
Really,
I think you're right.
That's a good movie.
That's our Achilles heel right there. Good morning, Steven. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
The last movie I cried over was the last scene of Ladder 49 where they had a casket on the back of the fire truck.
Oh,
and they're all
yeah.
Back.
You know, I didn't particularly like that movie, but the part where the captain has to come to the house and tell the wife that dude is gone and she has to break it to the kids, I about lost it there.
Yeah, that just hit you. I don't care who you are. That's going to tie a knot in your stomach no matter what.
Yeah, that's another good one. And
most guys, you know, the dad is what rattles, you know, like telling the kid and all that rattles most guys. But when the dad dies in many movies, you know, if you're watching with Bert, he's like, all right, good, that's finally out of the way.
So that's a way to get him to get it done, huh?
Doesn't have to deal with him anymore.
Morning, All the Hits Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Yellow Boy. How you guys doing?
Yellow what? Boy. Now, how does
a
guy?
Yeah, man. I'm a guy, and I'm calling. I'm letting you guys know. It's nothing wrong with crying over a movie, man. What's up with that, man?
What movie did you cry over?
Man on Fire, Passions. Those were good movies to cry over.
Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, Man on Fire. That was Denzel Washington.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
The scene at the end when Denzel rides off into, like, sunset and he, like, dies for the little girl.
No, you're right. That really was an emotional scene, man.
Yeah, everybody cries. Hermaphrodites, everybody, man. I mean... Man, female, kids, children, everybody cries, man.
Even hermaphrodites.
It's inhumane to cry. I'm a guy, and I'm 23 years old. I cry when I go to the movie.
All right, if you guys walk away with one piece of life advice today, it's this. Even hermaphrodites cry.
So says Yellow Boy.
Thank you, Yellow Boy.
Clearly, clearly a former regular guys listener who has found us.
And future philosopher.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created extended lead for frustrated divers with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and lead is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
All right, looking for a little honesty here with women. We may find out here Tracy's friends are just as crazy as Tracy, or we may find out that all women, again, as Jeff would say, are pretty much nuts.
Yeah. I mean, every woman has a level of crazy. I mean, very few are so deep into the crazy pool as Tracy, but, you know, usually...
She's the lifeguard at the crazy pool.
Right. Usually when you're swimming, the people you're swimming with are, you know, similar, so this will be fun.
I'm not crazy. I'm just honest.
Now, we need some honesty from women here, because from time to time we ask these questions, and if you really want it, we'll put you on the voice disguiser here. But this may just be a Tracy's clique of friends is crazy also.
Yeah. One of my really good friends called me the other day, and she's all distraught because this guy she works with is moving. And my first reaction was, so? And because she has a boyfriend. She's had a boyfriend for about 9 months now. I've never heard of this guy that's moving, and she's all bummed out because he's leaving. And I said, so? And she said, well, he's my backup guy. I'm like, what do you mean he's your backup guy? And she goes, you know, if things don't work out with, I don't want to say her boyfriend's name because I don't think he'd be too thrilled about this, but if things don't work out with John, then I'm going to like this guy. And I laughed because I did the same thing for my first year with Scott. In the back of my mind, I would always have a if things don't work out guy.
Who was it?
I'm not telling you that.
Come on.
No.
Give it up.
It was Jeff Dollar.
It was Jeff because he wasn't married at the time.
That's right. It was Jeff Dollar, wasn't it?
I thought you were honest. What happened to the honesty?
No. I'm honest to a point.
Honest to the point of argument.
Yeah,
once there's an argument on the line, forget right. It.
Game over.
So 404-741-1005. Now, does this person have to be an ex-boyfriend, or is this just a person that you have in your mind that if things don't work out with the guy you're currently seeing that you can fall back on?
Yeah, I think in general, girls just always have to have somebody that they like or that they're interested in or that they could possibly get somewhere with. So if things don't work out with your boyfriend, then you have the guy that you could like. Or I would also say that most girls in the back of their head have an ex-boyfriend that they could fall back on if things don't work out.
If not an ex-boyfriend, I would agree on the guy friend. Like, you know, kind of keeping like a guy friend around in the pool where, you know they're just your friend. But
if things don't work out, you could fall back and hang out with this other guy.
Some gray area.
We're going to call this listener Michelle, and you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I do have a backup guy. Well, actually, I have two. I'm currently dating the father of my child, and we just got back together after a long time. But the first time, he really broke my heart. So I have a 23-year-old that comes up and sees me, and he's in Mobile. And then I have my ex-boyfriend that I see from time to time, and I just keep them on the back burner just in case he decides to act like an ass again.
So now the difference here is that these...
That's a back burner guy.
These are two guys, right, that you're still around, that you're actually kind of dating, whereas producer Tracy's talking about just the thought of a guy.
Yeah, and I think there gets to be a point in your relationship, though, where you're comfortable and you're confident that things are going to work out, so you lose the backup guy. But just in case, for the first 9-10 months, you have to have somebody that if things don't work out, I'm going to like so-and-so.
See, and I think this is the guy's version of this is the booty call. Like,
no, guys don't think that far ahead. Like,
no, y'all do. Y'all keep some women on the back burner just in case you need to go. But for, and yours, it's more for physical. Yeah. It's like, for women, it's like the backup guy is like, oh, maybe somebody I date and really fall in love with and, you know, live happily ever after with. For you guys, it's like, oh, we'll string them along just so we can do them again.
You know how you, yeah, like,
I don't disagree with that.
Like, but guys, see, it's totally different because it's not a backup anything. Like, guys aren't looking for a replacement because when a guy gets out of a relationship for whatever reason, like let's say the woman goes, you know, crazy and sees him talking to another girl, so punches him in the head and throws a lamp at him. Like, it's like guys don't, like, once that relationship's over, they're not looking to get back into that. Like, that's not, you know, like, they're not trying to find
but
another
relationship. But they swear off women. We're like, right. Oh, man, it's going to be so long until I get in a relationship again until, like, 2 weeks.
No, I
but
know it's totally women. Different. I know it's totally different, but you guys are looking back to get in some other way.
But, like, the women, you guys have your folder with all the wedding stuff, and the only thing that's not determined by, you know, May 18th, 2007, the day I'm going to get married. I've had a plan since I was 11. The only thing that's not planned is the groom. The dress is picked out. The flowers are picked out.
Well,
the ring, the
engagement
ring.
Listen to what you
ring.
Just said, though. Guys don't think that far ahead, so somebody's got to do it. So the woman has to plan stuff.
She just called you just
out. Oh, burn!
Dang! Face!
You know what? They should just abolish marriage. It would be so much easier.
In some circles, they have.
Yeah, I'm sure Jessica's thinking the same thing. Hey, Amy.
You need a voice disguiser?
You're on all the hits Q100. No, Amy doesn't need it. Hey, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I was going to call and say that she's definitely not crazy, her friend, because I'm from South Florida. Let me just tell you, all the guys down there suck. And so you have to have a backup one at all times because you never know what's going to happen with the one you're with.
Now, again, we're not talking about somebody that you're kind of currently hooking up with while you're with your boyfriend. This is just somebody mentally you know that you're going to start dating if your boyfriend breaks up with you.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. I understand that. And I would say I'd probably be in the same position as that girl's in as well, but I have a 9-month-old and I have a fiancé I'm getting ready to get married to that I love very much, but I'm half in the same type of position. Where you have to have someone in the background as well. It just makes you mentally, in case something goes wrong, you have some backup.
Yeah, the difference here is that, like, men aren't looking to relationship hop.
Right.
Women are looking to relationship hop.
I think a woman is, I mean, it goes with what Tracy said. I mean, because in my case, I don't even think it's somebody that I'm going to date. It's somebody I'm going to pursue for sure, because it's not always the case where I'm actually going to be with that person. But I do think a woman is lost if she's not interested in somebody. If she's not in a situation, if she's not in a relationship and she's not interested in somebody, she's lost. She has to be attached or thinking about or daydreaming about somebody.
We will need the voice disguiser for this call, and we will call this Burt Show listener, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's kind of weird going out here talking about my backup guy, but yeah.
Uh-huh. You've got one?
Yeah, I got a backup guy. He's one of my close guy friends that we've known each other for like 4 or 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been some tension there, but we never pursue anything because it's always an awkward time and then the first best of us in relationships right now. But it's always been playful. And it's like in the back of my mind where I was like, I always know if my boyfriend and I don't work out, and we've been together for 2 years now, I always go for my best guy friend. So
there's a kind of a reoccurring theme that I'm hearing here. As a guy, should we be hearing this going, okay, if she has a close guy friend, then if she breaks up with me, she's thinking about the close guy friend as her backup guy?
I remember my backup guy wasn't even anybody I really talked to. It was just somebody that was on my radar that was about my age, that was attractive, that if things didn't work out, I was going to like him.
Jordan
Knight. You're going to pursue him, right. I think that Tracy's right. I don't think it's necessarily a good guy friend. Right. I think it could be just like her friends, which is just a coworker that she probably flirts with here and there, you know, when she sees him at the copy machine, like somebody that she hadn't even gone there with yet. I think a good guy friend is probably not that person. Like, Tracy would never have, like, Phil as her backup guy, but Tracy and Phil are really good friends.
Oh, but for so many reasons.
The Burt Show.